What's up, guys? We good?
Your two receivers back?
Yeah, limited. You know, they did some stuff. You know, they'll be questionable for the game, both of them. Mm-hmm.
Tom Crabtree, I don't think I saw him out.
No, he's out for the game. He didn't practice today.
Did he have a setback?
He did.
How serious of a setback? Looking weeks again?
Or? Have to wait and see. Not sure.
Can you bring us up to date at all on Gabe Kareemi? This illness.
Yeah.
Can you give us any indication how serious it is? Is it out?
Well, he's been out all this time, so it's not, you know, it's not something that's it's certainly something significant. But other than that, I can't go into more. Yeah, but he's out this week.
Is MRSA related?
No.
Greg, when you look at the Cards and the numbers, you know, we're all looking at statistics, and they rank third in rush defense, and they're pretty bad in pass defense. How much of that, you know, do you take with a grain of salt, seeing that they played against Drew Brees and they played against Matt Stafford and quarterbacks like that?
Well, you factor some of that into it for sure. You know, right now, rankings, it's three games in. You know, to me, the rankings don't mean a heck of a lot. You know, after this week, it'll be a quarter of the regular season. So it's kind of like, you know, the old when you were in school and you got your progress reports. You know, you still have three quarters to flip it around. So in a small sample size, you can't really say that much because, like you said, the quarterbacks they played or who was injured. You know, I think you got to look at the body of work when those stats are more useful. I use them at the end of the year oftentimes when we're studying people and things. Right now, you got to look at it, you know, in the last three or four games, how are they playing? And that's what we're looking at. From a schematic standpoint, how are they playing things? Now, it gets a little more difficult Sunday because of the two starting outside linebackers being out and then one of the backup outside linebackers also getting being out. So there's going to be some questions personnel-wise. You know, will the safety play with the finger or won't he? You know, that hasn't come out totally yet. So I think that's more of the – if there's any mystery to it. I'll tell you one thing, though, that those front guys – they're legit. They're strong. They're big. That's one of the reasons that they're playing good run defense when people do choose to run. You know, I think it's a little bit of, you know, the Saints want to run the football. You know, even though he throws great, they are committed to running the ball. So they went against a good run team and stuffed them up.
Do you think that poses a problem for you? Because obviously with the situation being what it is here now, you'd want, regardless of who your quarterback is, you want a healthy dose of Doug. And now you're saying we're going up against one of the better run defenses in the league.
We'll be balanced. You know, it doesn't matter who we're going against. We're going to run the football. It's who we are. But we'll be balanced with pass. And you know, I'm totally confident in our pass game with Mike. So, no, I think it's going to be run our deal. You know, handling those three front guys for sure. You know, and those two inside backers for sure. And then, you know, we got that corner out there, number 21, who's pretty special player. So there's a lot of threats out there that need to be handled concern-wise. So there'll be some new guys in there, but there's also a heck of a lot of seasoned, grizzled vets.
Coach, when did you become aware that Josh Freeman was going to have an international TV interview last night? And have you changed his status at all or considering changing his status for something?
Well, I understand, you know, the question, Rick, and I can appreciate it. I just feel like this has been a focus all week. I'm not going to go there. You know, 90 minutes before the game, I'm going to name who are 46 active players are, you know, the guys that are up, and we're going to play. I'm locked in now, and our team is locked in. I am done discussing all that other stuff. Let's go win a game. That's our goal, and that's what I'm locked in on. So I do understand the question, though.
Is Josh still your backup quarterback?
Again, 90 minutes before, I'm going to name our actives and inactives, and that's how we're going to go.
Has it been a challenge for you and the coaching staff to simplify the mindset for you and your team to – keep focusing on just the game?
Well, that's what we do. You know, that's what professionals do. There's always going to be noise out there. You got to push the noise out of your brain, and you got to do your job. I'd be kidding you if I said there hasn't been any things that I had to do this week that I normally don't have to do. And as I often, think, you can't make that time up. If you have a job to do and you have to do it in that allotted time, when you're called away by other things, whatever they may be, well, now you have to figure out either sleep less. Right, or you delegate more, or you know, there's always those things that are up. But it's not always just something like this week. There's tons of things that come up in a year, and you got to figure it out. And whoever handles it best usually finds a way to win, you know, with all other things being equal, obviously.
Greg, last year the team started 1-3, went into a bye week, and hit a big roll, put yourself on in playoff contention after 10 games. Have you reminded your team about that? Do you think about that, what a win Sunday could mean?
I really only think about Sunday. You know, I don't think about what it's going to mean and what we've done. Every team's different. Every group of people are different. Certainly, you have that in your history if you were here. You know, I don't think I need to remind anybody. But I can be honest with you, I haven't thought of it until you brought it up. I'm going to do a lot of thinking when this game's over. We have a little bye week. There's no game to get ready for. We'll take a good hard look at a lot of things like we did last year. But that's every time you have a bye week. I think you need to do that. I'll discuss that more on Monday after the game. But, you know, certainly I have to plan because the week's coming. I can't plan it on Sunday night after the game. So I've made the plans for the week. But, you know, right now it's Arizona.
Do you have a plan for Jeff Demps, and will he play on Sunday?
Again, you know, we'll make that decision, and that'll get announced. We certainly have a plan if we're going to use him. Yeah, so.
Have you been pleased with how well Demps has picked up not just the returns but the offensive scheme here and being a running back here?
I have been pleased with his work. He's an incredibly hard worker. He seems to be a great teammate, unselfish, jumped in here in those first couple weeks when he was roster exempt. Just jumped in and did anything was asked of him. Defensive back, running back, wide receiver. Not a moan or a groan, you know, and you've been away. And, you know, I don't know a lot about track and field, but I know it's more individualized. And he's just jumped in and become a great teammate. So I'm thrilled with just his mindset, his approach. So it's good.
You know, Glennon's brother was a college quarterback ahead of him 4 years. And you know who coached him, Coach O'Brien and Dana Bible at North Carolina State. Through his story, through his process, how much has that, do you think, prepared him for, or how more prepared maybe might he be playing that offense, playing, you know, to jump in at this juncture of his career?
Well, I think, you know, like when you guys talked to him the other day, I think he made mention of that he played in a pro-style offense for 5 years. And Dana Bible's an excellent coach, and I've coached against Dana a number of times over the years. And Coach O'Brien's an excellent coach. So certainly Mike's benefited from his experience at North Carolina State, without a doubt. And again, when you come from a football family and all that stuff, I think. But, you know, Mike stood up here because I watched his press conference, and he stood up here and he made a statement that I think, you know, I've been dreaming of this my whole life, and I've been preparing for it my whole life. I mean, this guy's a football junkie, and this is what he loves to do. So I'm excited for him. Now we got to go do it. You know, my saying, you got to do it.
Big drop off, Greg, from Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams' production to the third guy. I think it goes from 11 to 4, nothing in between. How frustrating has that been for you through three games?
Again, I'm not going to get too caught up. We like to distribute. I think we've distributed it in games. Multiple receivers have gotten it, just not a lot of them. I'm not going to get too caught up as long as, like we talked about, if Vince is going to have the ability to catch balls, and we're going to keep throwing it to Vince. You know, if Mike's going to have the ability to keep catching balls, we're going to keep throwing it because they are our best receivers. They are, you know, our number one and number two receiver, or one and one A, however you want to look at it. So as long as there's ability to get the ball into them. Now, was there? You know, that's what's got to be diagnosed by coaches, or was there a better opportunity somewhere else? I don't know that. You know, I do know that, but I'm not going to sit up here and say yes, no, this one, that one. But hopefully the ball will continue to get distributed broadly. That would be a good thing.
Bit about Doug as a receiver out of the backfield. He caught 49 balls, Greg, last year. Didn't play a heck of a lot on third down, and I know you had big plans for him this year on third down. Is he having some problems holding on to the ball this season?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't go there yet. I wouldn't say that yet. We as a team have had more drops than I would have liked. So, but I think Doug's going to be just fine as a receiver this year. And I think that he's shown that he can do it in this league, and I think he will.
Last question.
Okay. Great, guys. Thanks.